How's it going, everybody? So, as you can see from the title, this is me talking about baby reindeer. Also, as it says, spoilers. So, I'm going to be talking about this somewhat in depth. All right, let's jump into this. I literally just turned it off. Like, not even a minute ago. I'm still reeling in the feelings that this show has left me in. Let's start with the easy stuff first. Sort of just the summation of it all without getting into any specifics yet. I can definitely see why this is in the top 10 TV shows on Netflix. I can definitely tell why so many people were raving about this show. The writing, the acting, the way the story is told. It's, in its own way, it's perfect. It's exactly what it needs to be. There was never an episode that I thought needed to be longer. There wasn't ever an episode that needed to be shorter. Each chapter knew exactly what it was and what it wanted the audience to feel or to see and all that jazz. And honestly, a lot of other shows could learn a lot about that. Again, looking at you, Disney. This is definitely going to be a very controversial show. That is the first thing that went through my mind the second the credits started to roll on the last episode. Because I can very much see many different people taking this show and understanding it in a multitude of different ways. So this is mine. So this is my takeaway from this show. And this is just mine. And I'm going to say some things here, but I want to make this abundantly clear. I do not at all condone the idea of stalking or pestering somebody like that. It's creepy. It's pretty much illegal. It's not okay to do. All of that jazz. But I want to try to look at this on a human level, because I really feel at its core that's what this is about. And I feel like that is really revealed in the last couple episodes. Brilliantly, by the way. Gosh, I don't even know where to begin. I thought I did, but... I guess really the only place to start is here. You just really see what the effects of abuse does to a person. And always. And you can see what being treated horribly does to someone. You know... whether it's him and him being sexually abused, and you see how that has infected his mental space throughout this whole story. You know, even before it's officially revealed of what happened to him, you can tell that there is something that did happen. You don't necessarily know whether it's sexual or not, but you know something happened to him. There's this thing that lives underneath the skin of this character. And then it's revealed that that sort of makes sense. And then you bring in the character of Terry, who's supposed to be this trans woman, and you think about all the things that she's been to, and you add that puzzle piece on, and then you add Kiki, is that her name? I can't remember. His past girlfriend and that situation. You know, and the things that they've been through with loss, with losing her brother and all of these different things, you know? You deal with, you know, you look at the way that he's talked about his parents throughout the majority of the show, when he does, which he doesn't bring them up often, but when he does, there's a cadence to it. But then him finding out that his father was also abused when he was young. But then there's that last moment in the show where she tells him why she has been calling him Baby Reindeer this whole time. And you realize it, you know. And this is what I mean by, I don't want to justify stalking by any stretch of the imagination, but being the fact that this is based on a true story, and I don't want to look up the real story because I'm sure it's even wilder and probably even more fucked up than this was, I imagine. I don't want to know. I'm just going to leave it to my imagination. I'm good. This is good enough. But in terms of the show, the fictional story of it, once you hear her say that to him, you suddenly, at least I did, you start you start recoloring past things, and you realize, is the way she is painted through this entire show, and she is this to some degree, but she's really painted as this creepy stalker that just won't leave him alone, like, at all. It's just weird. And but after that reveal at the end, you can almost paint it as desperation, you know? Like, I can understand the idea of her seeing him like that baby reindeer she had as a kid, which was the only good thing about her childhood, the thing that brought her safety. And he reminded her of that, and he was the safe place for her. And I bring up all of the stuff with abuse, and I say all that to say, this is what abuse does to some people, you know? When you are hurt, especially when you are young, you go your whole life trying to find that comfort that you never got, you know, because you never learn how to find a safe place, you know? Like, I think of, like, animals out in the wild, you know? Like, you know, different animals have their own ways of, like, finding the place that they know they feel comfortable in or safe in, you know? Whether it's a snake under a log, you know, or a squirrel inside of a hole in a tree, or whatever the case may be, you know? Animals just have this way of knowing where to burrow and knowing how to do that. And in that same way, we do that as people, and we don't realize that we do that, but we have ways of burrowing. We have ways of holding on to these things that make us feel safe. This thing that makes, it's how you know home when it's home, you know? It's very similar to that time when your house stops being just a house and it starts being your home, right? And we can do that to people. And people can be that for us, you know? And, you know, even before the reveal at the very end, maybe it's just because I'm an empath, maybe it's just because I'm one of those people, but you feel sorry for her. Like, when you see her confessing guilty, you know, and everything, you know, like, the way the actress who plays her, she does such a brilliant job of putting this glaze over her eyes. That's just this vacancy of any personality whatsoever. Like, there is nobody behind those eyes. That is so, I don't know how she was able to tap into that, because I haven't seen very many actors be able to do that in roles, you know? And you can absolutely add her to the list of actors that just must have super control over her body and the way that she performs. It's absolutely utterly brilliant. But you could just see the brokenness in her in this moment. You know, it's not even so much that she's like, I've lost, you know, or I'm not going to get the thing that I want. It's just, I think for her, it's just a realization that she is never going to get that baby reindeer feeling, you know. She's never going to have that person that loves her the way she wants to be loved, you know. But then this show does easily one of the creepiest things that I've seen in the last handful of years, but also one of the most brilliant things. And it's the fact that he goes to this bar at the end. He asks for a drink. The guy brings him his drink, and it just so happens that he doesn't have money. Which is exactly what happened with her and him at the beginning of the whole show. And I might be reading this wrong, but I really feel like it's the creator's way of showing everyone can find themselves in a position like this. Don't think for a second that you are so well off and you're so good that you won't be on this side of the table, at this side of the bar one day, you know. And that his first instinct to have kindness for her in the beginning wasn't wrong, you know. That's a very human and good thing to have, you know. And I don't think the show at all is trying to say being empathetic to people is wrong. But I also do think that this show shows how easy it is for people to manipulate others, and how you really just have to watch yourself, you know. It's why you do have to be careful about who you give your phone number to, you know. It's why I understand a lot of people's concerns with social media, because look at this show. Like, this. But at the end of the day, this is what I always try to tell myself, and this is what I try to preach to my friends and my family and everybody around me, is it's simple. I am always going to be the kind of person that just treats people like people. If they cross lines, if they cross boundaries, I'll deal with it accordingly. You know, I'm going to make it clear that there's a line in the sand from the very beginning. There are lines at certain points. But I'm going to be loving. I'm going to be empathetic. I'm going to treat people like people. Because there is so much hate. And badness isn't really a word. But there is just so much bad out in the world, you know, that we have to counteract it, you know. Yeah, there's a lot of things about this show that, yeah, I'm going to have a hard time sleeping tonight. You can probably add me to that list of people after watching this. I have goosebumps, and not necessarily the good kind. And I'm left in this place where I just have a lot of thoughts, you know? This show is brilliant. I think it's surpassed Fallout as the best show of this year so far. Granted, these are really the only shows I've watched from 2024 this year so far is Baby Reindeer, Fallout, and the last season of Star Wars, The Bad Batch. And Bad Batch is a cartoon. I'm sorry, but unless you are on the level of Arcane or Invincible, you're not going to be number one. Which, granted, that's another show I need to get caught up on, Invincible, because the other half of that came out, and I haven't even watched the first half of season two. So that's something I got to get caught up on. But, so those are, I've only watched like three shows from this year so far. Now, there's been a bunch that have already come out. You know, a lot of it has been concurrent seasons to shows that have already been out, like The Bear, which I still haven't seen, and I need to fix that. You know, I know that's coming out in a few months. Yeah, this is a 10 out of 10. I mean, I'm, you know, every time I do one of these reviews, the reason sometimes I kind of pause sometimes is the whole time I'm talking, I sort of also vaguely replaying everything in my head because I'm trying to figure out how I feel about it. So that's why you hear me pause a lot. Sometimes it's because I'm trying to figure out what to say, but sometimes it's because I'm really just thinking about whatever it is that I'm reviewing. And I really can't think of anything that would drop it down. I mean, if I really want to be nitpicky, there's 7 episodes instead of 8, and that's a weird number to end on, but I mean, it's perfect. I mean, the show is perfect, you know? I mean, it's like I said at the beginning, the show knows exactly what it needs to be. There's a few episodes that are like only 28 minutes long, I think. There are episodes that are 40 minutes long. There's a few that are like 30-odd minutes long. Like, the show takes the time it needs to tell the story it wants to tell. And I love that. And I wish more shows did that. You don't have to cap your show at 30 minutes. You don't have to cap your show at an hour. Just tell the story you need to tell. And let the audience go there with you. If you tell it well enough, we're not going to mind. If you do it poorly, if it's boring, well then yeah, we're going to complain because you're wasting our time. But if you do it well, this just goes to show you can do shorter episodes and it work. But you got to know what you have. And this show is, this is going to stay with me for a while. This is absolutely going to stay with me for a while. And as I always say, if you happen to have listened to this and you haven't watched it, I highly recommend it. I highly, 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 highly recommend it. It's going to get under your skin if you're anybody like me. If you're, well, any at all like me, I should say. But it's worth it. Because you don't get shows like this every day. So thank you for listening. And I'll see you guys in the next podcast. Peace out.